We're doing the Midrash called Maasei Yehudit, the story of Yehudit, and this story is quoted in the Me'am Loes, on the Torah, it's quoted in the Ben Ish Chai, it's quoted in the work Chemdat Yamim, and we'll read it quickly and translate. We're on page 58 in this edition. Vayhi, and it was Bimei Aliforni Melech Yavan, it was in the days of Aliforni, the king of Greece. Melech gadol v'chazak, he was a powerful great king, v'u kavash medinot rabot, he conquered many cities. U'melachim chazakim, he conquered many powerful kings, v'chiv tirotam v'echlem saraf be'esh, he destroyed their castles and their palaces. Bishnat eser shanim l'manchuto, it was 10 years into his reign. Sampanav, he focused la'alot v'lichvosh Yerushalayim mir ha'kodesh. He said, I want to conquer Jerusalem, the holy city. V'ikbots, 120,000 shofei charev, he took 120,000 swordsmen, v'92,000 balei chitzim, and 92,000 marksmen, people who shoot bow and arrow. V'yomer ha-melech aleihem, the king said to them, hinei am b'nei Yisrael shel b'Yerushalayim, the Jewish people who live in Jerusalem, mishunim b'dateihem, they are different in their religion, v'datei ha-melech einam osim, they don't go in accordance with the king's rules. V'Yerushalayim ova b'kirba, Jerusalem is a destructive city. It's filled with deceit. People are so dishonest there. Atakumu venakuma aleha lamilchama. Let's go make war over Jerusalem. Velo yizachar shem Yisrael od. If we eradicate the capital, we will eradicate the name of Israel from the world. Vayan melech echad asher haya kavush tacht yado b'milchama. Now one of the kings that he had captured said to him, Yomer lo, Chada lecha melech, king, hold back. Me'elohei olam Elohei Yisrael Elohei Elohim. The God of the world is the God of the Jews. He is the most powerful of all the gods. Hashem yibo milchama moshel gevurato olam. Hashem is the force of all wars, and his might is eternal. Einav bagoyim titzpena. God pays attention to the nations, and he sees those who are rebellious to fight with him, and he won't let go of his land. Notice, the Jews are called his people, and the rest of the world are called Gentiles. All the nations have one heading, one name. Who thinks it's sweet to fight God's people? Why don't you check the history books? Why don't you see what happened to previous kings? What happened to those kings that extended their hands to harm the Jews? Kmo Paro, v'Sancheri, v'Yeter HaMlachim. You know what happened to Pharaoh, Sancheriv, and other kings. Navol Tibon Ata v'Chol Am Asher B'Raglecha. You and your nation will wither. ולא תוכל להילחם בישראל, you won't succeed in fighting the Jews, אשר מנשרים קלו ומהריות גברו, they are swifter than eagles, they are more brave than lions, הלוהים הגיבורים אשר מעולם אנשי שם, they are famous for their might. ואי כי שמוע אליפורני המלך את דברי המלך ההוא. So when Aliforni, the king, heard this king who was one of his captives, he heard him say that, ויקצוף המלך מאוד וחמתו בערבו, he became very upset. Lemor, he said as follows, who dares say that the Jewish people are more mighty than I? Who dares say that they have the might to stand up to my army that's as much as the sand by the sea? Has any god of any other land saved their country from my hand? Why do you think Hashem will save Jerusalem from my hand? The king got very upset. He ordered that king who spoke that way would be tortured. Because he spoke that way about his armies. He dared say they wouldn't be able to stand up to the Jews. ויצב המלך לאנשי הצבא לעושו בנחושתם לא לכל מחנה העברים לירושלים באף ובחימה וקצב גדול. And so he ordered that king be put in shackles and led to the camp of the Hebrews in Jerusalem, and the king was very upset at him. לאמור, He wanted everyone to see how he was tortured and afflicted, so that everyone would hear, Kacha yaseh l'ish asher dibar tov al Yisrael. This is what gets done to a person who speaks good about the Jews. Kum lech itam v'yab avdit Yisrael t'pol gam ata kamom k'infol bnei avla. And the king said, you're coming with me to Jerusalem, so that when you see my victory, after you see me defeat the Jews, then I'm going to kill you. But first you're going to see me win them. Now this story appears in many midrashim. The idea that there was one king who, there was one man who the king wanted to punish, and that's why that man was led and hung or held in captivity next to the camp that was facing Jerusalem. So they put him opposite the gates of Jerusalem. They came back to the king. And so they left the king in shackles in Jerusalem. And he went there and he found the chief generals of Israel, Uzziah, the son of Micha, and Carmi. They let him go into Jerusalem. They said, you can enter Jerusalem, and when we kill out the people of Jerusalem, we'll kill you with them. So they put him in shackles by the gates, and then they went back to wage the war against Jerusalem. So he enters Jerusalem in shackles. He goes to the chief generals. Everyone thought it was crazy. What's going on here? They asked him, what happened? How come a man from the Greek army is entering our Jerusalem in shackles? He tells them everything that happened, how he was tortured and how he was punished because he spoke positively about God and his people Israel. And that the king said, let him go into the Judean camp, and then when we unleash our swords against the Jews, we'll kill him with them. The king said, I will catch up to them, and I will inherit everything they own. And he blasphemed God's camp, as he said, he compared God to all the pagan gods. He says, no other God stood in my way. Why should God? But when the generals heard that the Greek king had decided he's destroying Israel, they got scared. So they entered the temple of Hashem. They bowed before Hashem, crying bitterly. Lemor, they said, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Yoshev Akuvim Atah Elokim Levadecha Nachon Malchot Haaretz. Hashem who dwells by the Kruvim, you alone are the potent force of all the nations. Atah Asita Tashmayim V'Taaretz, you created heaven and earth. Atah Hashem Oznecha Oshma, Hashem hearken, listen. Pkach Einecha Ore'ei, you pay attention and see. Ushma Divrei Eliforni Asher Chirev Malchot Elokim Chaim. Notice how Eliforni cursed Hashem, how he blasphemed. It's true that they were able to destroy the Assyrian Empire and their land. They took the Assyrian gods and they burnt them. Because those idols are not God. They're man-made of stone and wood. So Hashem, please save us now from his hands. Hashem, pour out your anger against the nations who refuse to recognize you. The nations who don't call in your name. We know you won't turn your back. You won't leave those who call in your, who have faith in you. We know you'll put down the man who thinks that his might is in his arm, who thinks his might is in his horse. We're at the top of page 61. Now, do you want me to continue just translating or reading the Hebrew and translating? With the Hebrew or without? With the Hebrew. V'hikechalotam et tfilatam lifnei Hashem. And when they finished their prayer before Hashem, nichamut ha-melech uveidabu alibo limor, they turned to that king who was there in shackles, they calmed him down and they said, Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu asher hodata et shmo v'et gvurato yemagen ezrecha. Hashem, the God of our God, the God of our fathers, who you try to give him honor, may he protect you. Hu yiracha et mapelet ha'oyev hara hazeh b'mkom Hashem Elokeinu nekam nekmat bnei Yisrael. Hashem should show you the downfall of this evil enemy as Hashem takes revenge, the revenge of Israel. V'yi Hashem imach, may God be with you. V'itanu teshev katov b'einecha, and we will allow you to live with the Jewish people wherever you want. Vayavozi al vayikablu beveito vayaslo mishte gadol. So Uzziyahu, who was the general of the time, he took this king into his home and he made him a big party. And then the nation gathered and they prayed all night long. They asked Hashem for help. The next morning, Eliphorni ordered they attack Jerusalem. He had 120 infantrymen. והפרשים יודבת אלפים and 12,000 horsemen. נתקפצו יחתיו בכוח גדול וביד חזקה נגד בני ישראל. They united and they advanced with great might against Israel. וכאשר ראו בני ישראל את הריבויים, ישבו על הארץ וידעו עפר על ראשם. When the Jews saw the huge number that had come, they went into mourning. They sat on the ground, they put dirt on their head. ויצעקו בני ישראל אל השם לא שיים, מיד אויביהם. They called out to Hashem, save us from this enemy. They took their weapons. Now the only way to ascend the mountain was through thin paths. So they stayed by those paths and they figured over there we'll be able to take down the enemy because only one or two can come up at a time. So they slept there day and night. They would guard those paths. Those of you who have ever gone on tours, so they show you the paths where they did this. Veliphoni b'lechto saviv ahar matza siloni amayim asher chutz leir v'yitzav lintosh v'lintotzu la'avid l'achos otam. Eliphorni went around the mountain and he found the irrigation, the paths of water that were outside the city. They would have the water flowing into the city. He commanded they be destroyed. So the army came to the king and said to him, "Ki bnei Yisrael nam botchim lo bachnit lo bchitzim lo bekeshet." The Jews don't have faith in their spear, in their arrows, in their bows. Efes ha'arim ha'ramim chol ha'gvot machzikim otam. Their strength is in the mountains. The fact that they're at the top of the mountains, that's what gives them strength. Ve'ata leman tuchalem b'li ma'arecht milchama. And so if you want to win without waging war, som tasim shomrim al mekorei ha'mayim. The only way to do that is to take control of the water. If they can't take water out up to them, then you will be victorious. Then you'll win because they'll die of thirst without using the sword. And then they'll give you over the city out of thirst. And the king and his advisors, his subordinates all thought it was a great idea. So he sent generals, each one with 100 soldiers, to watch the sources of water around the city. So after 20 days, there started being a shortage of water in the wells and in the pits around Jerusalem. So the Jews all came to the general Uzziyahu. Men, women, children, lads, everyone came in unity. They said to him, "Yishpot el kimenenu venecha, ki hereota lanu umanata lehanot mne amelech." They said, "You harmed us. You forbade us to give in, to surrender to the king." Val kenim solokim otanu bidehem, venozer, veniflinu lehenehem merov atzimahon. They say, "God should judge you for what you did to us, because we're going to end up in their hands, because we're going to die of thirst." So they came to the general and said, "You caused this." So they said, "We want to give ourselves in. We will surrender to the king." They said, "We'd rather serve Hashem as slaves of Eliphoni rather than die of thirst. You want us to see our children die in front of our eyes? We can't do that. We'd rather be slaves to him and serve Hashem that way. We testify by the heaven and earth and the God of our fathers, must be Hashem is punishing us for our transgressions. You must give the city over into his hands, even if it means we'll die by sword. So when the generals heard the Jews crying this way, So they went into the temple and they cried bitterly. They cried out to Hashem in unity and they said, we must have sinned, Hashem, together with our forefathers. We transgressed willfully, we were wicked. Elokim al domirach, God, but don't be silent. Al techarash v'al tishkot kel. Please, do not be quiet at this time. Kine ovecha yemayun, for your enemies, they're purring. Umsanecha nasurosh, those that hate you have now lifted their head like a snake. Al amecha yarim musod v'itiyatzu al tzefunecha, they are planning and plotting against your nation, your chosen hidden one. Amru l'chuv nachidem egoi, their plan is to annihilate the Jewish people from being a nation. V'lo yizacher shem Yisrael, they want to make us an extinct species. Asher amru nirshalanu et neot Elokim, what they think is they will demolish your home, Hashem. Ki no'atzu lev yachdav alecha brit yichotu, they've plotted together against you, Hashem. They've made a covenant. Ana akel avrachaman, chamol alamcha v'al nachalatcha. Hashem, merciful Father, please have compassion over your nation and your territory. V'al timso b'nei b'ritcha b'yadamim asher lo yedoucha. Don't give your children who have a covenant with you, don't give them in the hands of the nations that don't recognize you. Lama yomru agoyim ayei Elohim? Why should the nations scoff and say, where is their God? We know, Hashem, you're so mighty. You can destroy all those that rise against you. So do so. Punish them as you did the Midianites, Sisra, Yavin in the Kishon Valley. Nishmedu beindor ayudom en ladama. They were decimated in Eindor. They became fertilizer. Destroy them as you destroyed the kings Orev, Zev, Zevach, and Salmuna, so too you should destroy all their princes. And when they're crying and they're yelling, ceased. Kam Uziah ve'inav zolgot ma'ot, Uziah, the chief general, arose. As his eyes were pouring out tears, Vayomer Alehem, he said unto them, Chizku v'yametz levavchem achai, strengthen yourself. Be bold, my brothers. V'nikave chesed me'ashem ot chamisha yamim. And let's hope for kindness from Hashem. Let's hold out for 5 more days. Im lo yoshi Hashem lanu nase kasher dibartem. If in 5 days there is no salvation, we'll do as you have asked, and we will give over the city to Eliforni. When Yehudit heard that Uziah sees no hope and that in 5 days he is ready to give over Jerusalem into the hands of Eliforni, she was Halmanabat Be'eri. She was a widow, the daughter of Be'eri. She was very God-fearing. Now Yehudit had a special room in her attic just for praying. And she had students there with her. And all her life, she would fast and pray. But she was extraordinarily beautiful. And anyone who saw Yehudit thought she had charm. And when she heard that Uziah had said he would give over the city in 5 days, so she summoned the priests and Uziah and Karmi, and Yehudit said to them, what's going on here? Why does Uziah think he should give the city over to the enemy? By what right do you test God and you put on limits and you say, God, you have 5 days to save us? Who are you? How do you have a right to do that? That's not the way to ask God for kindness. The only thing you'll accomplish with such behavior is you'll arouse Hashem's anger. You think God has limits in His kindness that you can define for Him? That there, by this day that you arbitrarily chose, by this day God must show His kindness. Chalila lasuma achrei Hashem. God forbid we turn from following Hashem. Ki chasdei Hashem lo tamu v'lo chalu rachamav. God's kindness and mercy are never finished. Tov yachid v'dumam nitshuat Hashem. Those that are good, they continue waiting in silence. They wait for God's salvation. Because even when it seems like God's forsaken us, it won't be forever. Hashem will ultimately show His great mercy and kindness. Even if a time Hashem decrees bad things should happen to a nation, well, Hashem changes His mind. Hashem is willing to take back such decrees. On the contrary, what we have to do now is repent. Come close to Hashem. God has so much patience. What we have to do is ask Him for forgiveness. We have to ask for atonement for this transgression that we spoke disrespectfully. We should weep, we should fast. Turn to our God, for He gives so much forgiveness. Although it is a dangerous time, it's an oppressive time for Jacob, but we will be saved from it. Just as now we are so scared of them, ultimately, with the same amount of fervor, we will rejoice and be happy with the salvation. We haven't been as wicked as our forefathers who left God and offered sacrifices to pagan gods. That's why they were given over to the sword and to captivity and shamed by their enemies. And we are faithful to Hashem. We don't worship any god but Hashem. And don't worry, Hashem will demand our blood from those who have arisen against us because we represent His honor. So now, my brothers, you the priests of Hashem, and all the souls of Israel are contingent on you. If our forefathers had tests, so you have to tell the people, look, a test is a test of whether you truly love Hashem. You have to tell the people, get up there and give speeches and tell them, Abraham stood up to the test, and Hashem loved him. The same happened with the other patriarchs. When things went bad, that's when it was revealed that they were faithful to Hashem. And whoever does not stand up to the test, and on the contrary, he complains, those are the people that get lost. Those are the people that were bitten by snakes. But pay attention. What's happening here is it's like a father who guides his son. And part of guiding a child is that you take him to task. So Hashem is taking us to task. But He's not giving us to be killed. For Hashem's name is great and awesome. So Uziam the priest said, you know, you're right in everything you said, and Bem Niftan Veikesh, nothing you said is wrong or twisted. It was wrong of us to be so foolish, to transgress and tell God, you better save us by this day. You pray on our behalf, for we see that you are honest and you're truly God-fearing. But Tomer Lem Yehudit told them, Anochit Palel Lifnei Hashem Batchem, I'll pray before God on your behalf. V'gam atah atiru l'Hashem ba'adi, but you also pray on my behalf. La'kim et atzati, that Hashem should allow me to fulfill my plot, asher chashavti lasot n'kom nikmat bnei Yisrael met ha'ivanim. I have a plan, how to take the Jews' revenge from the Greeks. V'lachen le'et erev tamdu b'sha'rei ha'ir, ve'etzaniv shifchati imi ba'layla. I want you standing by the gates of the city tonight. And I'm going to leave with my maid tonight. V'atem al tachkiru mimeni ana ani ba. But don't ask me questions tonight where I'm going. Efes ki tamid tihye tchinatchem b'fichem l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael lifkod et amo b'avur kvod shmo. But you keep praying that Hashem should save His people in the name of His honor. V'yom reda Uziyah lechid shalom. Uziyah wished her, you go in peace. V'Elokei Yisrael yiten et shelatech sheshat meimo. May God fulfill your wish. V'Hashem yimach l'nkom otanu me'yavenu amen. May Hashem be with you to take revenge from our enemies. Amen. Yehudit entered her special room. She wore sack. She put dirt on her head. Vatishtachaved Hashem. She bowed before Hashem. Vatishpot nafsham b'tzom. We turn to page 66. Bivchivit tfilah lifnei Hashem. She fasted. She wept. She prayed before Hashem. V'choamra b'tfilatayim. This is what she said in her prayer. Hashem Elokei Shimon ve'Levi Avinu. Hashem, God of Shimon and Levi, our forefathers. Asher samta biyadam chev litnakem anochim. You gave them the sword to take revenge from the Gentiles. Asher timu v'gilu et ervat dina achotam. Those Gentiles who defiled their sister Dina. V'natata et neshehem b'shvi v'epnotem choshon lam lavoz biyad avadecha shekinu et kinatcha. You allowed them to take their families into captivity when Shimon and Levi avenged your vengeance. Pokdeni na Hashem Elokai kirov chasdecha. Hashem, remember me with your great kindness. Ki chol darkecha tzedek u'mishpat tohom rabah. I know all your ways are just, and they're just and honest and to the depths. Va'betna et machane oyev hara hazeh asher chiref ma'achot Elokim. Hashem, take note of the enemy's camp, this evil enemy that has blasphemed against your camps. Just as you took note of the Egyptian camp when they took up arms to chase Israel, your nation. The Egyptians also were confident that they had the greater army. And you did the opposite. You stunned them with darkness. They were thrown to the depths of the Yamsuf. Hashem, do unto these, the Greeks, just as you did to the Egyptians. The Greeks also are confident that they have such great weaponry. They have such arrogance, they take pride in their spears, and they don't know that Hashem, you control wars. Hashem, arouse your zeal, and you call upon the enemy as you overtake them. Reveal your arm of might as you did initially. Pour out your burning anger against these nations that deny you, and these kingdoms that don't call on your name. Asher amru nirshalanu et not Elokim lavob mikdash v'tamei echal kodshecha. They think that they can now overtake your temple and defile it. V'natek kel mizbachacha. They think to uproot the corners of your altar. Ana Hashem aseh lemanchaim lo lemaneinu. Please Hashem, do on your behalf, if not on our behalf. Charbam tavo v'libam v'kashtotam tishabarna. Let their swords pierce their own hearts. Let their bows break. And this evil enemy, Eliphorni the king, Hashem, you greet him and put him down. And let him be entrapped as he is enamored by me. Hashem, cause him to be lovesick for me. To desire me, v'ten benafshi chozek limoso uviyadi koach v'ayla shmido, and allow my soul that strength, not to be taken by him, but to be revolted by him, and to have the might in my hands to destroy him. Yipol b'machmurav resha, let him fall in the entrapments of his evil ways. And may this be the way his great name is remembered, that he fell at the hands of a woman. Hashem, you don't desire the might of horses, and you've always hated kingdoms that are based on evil. Shavat aniim ata tishma, you hear the calling of the poor. Tzakat adal takshiv etoshia, you listen to those who are poor and you save them. Choneni ushma tfilati, have mercy upon me. Hear my prayer. V'shavati azin al dimaltia techerash, listen to my prayer. See my tear and don't be silent to it. V'ten davar b'fi ve'itza b'ribi lekiyum et mikdashcha. Give me the right things to say and the right thoughts, so that I will save your temple. So that all the nations will know that you, Hashem, are around, you're living, and there's no force but you. When Yehudit concluded this prayer and request, she arose from the place where she had bowed on her knees before Hashem, as her arms were stretched towards heaven. She called her maid. She came into her home. She removed the clothing of mourning. She cleansed herself. She anointed herself with beautiful perfume. She braided her hair nicely. She wore a crown. She wore clothing with jewelry. She wore jewelry that was engraved. She wore earrings. She wore half moons. She wore rings. She wore 24 different types of clothing. She wore all the different types of makeup that women wear. And Hashem gave her extraordinary beauty. She charmed all who saw her. She gave her maid a flask of milk. She gave her a pitcher of wine. V'tzlochit shemen, and a flask of oil. V'kemach v'lechem v'gvina v'telechla. She took flour, bread, and cheese, and she went away. V'kasher bal sharei ha'ir matza et Uziyah v'et ha'kohanim ha'mekavim aleha shama. And she came to the gates. She met Uziyah and the priests. They were all hopeful as she approached. V'tavo lifneim v'yomru la lechi l'shalom. As she passed, they bade her go in peace. V'elokeinu yiten lachen v'chesed b'nei kol ro'ai otach. And may our God give you charm and kindness in the eyes of all who behold you. And may all your desires be granted. May Hashem fulfill all your plans for good. And may all of Jerusalem take pride in you. May your name go on to be the name that's recognized as one of the pious and righteous. And all who were present answered Amen. Yehudit left the city with her maid. As they descended the mountain, it was the crack of dawn. Paguba mishumrei ha'melech elifoni, the guards met her. They caught her and they asked, "Where are you coming from? Where are you going?" I am a Jewess from the daughters of the Hebrew. I escaped them. I knew ultimately, you will be victorious. They will be in your hands. So I said to myself, let me go to the king Elifarni and tell him the Jews' secrets. I will guide your soldiers how to go, how to access the city. I'll give you the plans how to conquer the city. And when Elifarni will hear my planning, he won't lose a single soldier. When the people heard what she said, they took a look at her beauty. They saw she was a very intelligent woman and they were taken. They told her, they said, blessed is your sense that you saved yourself from death. You became so smart in your actions to come to our master. You should know that in truth, when he sees you, he will grant you good things. You will find favor in his eyes. So they brought her to the king. So when she came in, the king looked up and saw her beauty. So he was taken by her beauty, and the lust burned within him for her. And he found himself overtaken by lust for her. They said, why do people scorn the Hebrews? They have such beautiful women. That's a good enough reason to fight them if they have such beautiful women. Okay, we're out of time. Okay.